Egzamin maturalny z języka angielskiego. Poziom podstawowy. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie teksty do zadań od pierwszego do trzeciego. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz dźwięk. W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w czasie przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Joe, I'm glad you're here to talk about the Ecoman Festival. The first event took place in 2003 at the Hampton Estate, didn't it?
Not exactly. We actually moved there in 2006. It all began at Craig Castle.
I've heard the festival is a place to see new talent.
That's right. If somebody wants to be discovered, they should apply by sending us an email and two pieces of their music. The deadline is June the 15th. The jury listens to everything they get and then selects the artists who will play at the festival. For those who are less lucky and are not accepted, we run an online band competition.
You wanted it to be a folk music festival, didn't you?
Well, actually, it started as a one-day folk music festival, but it has developed into a seven-day event. Now it's a whole week of different kinds of music.
I've heard you almost called off the festival last year because of bad weather.
Yes, it rained heavily and the ground was so muddy that we had some problems with moving heavy equipment around. But we managed somehow and everything went on as planned.
Is the festival only about music?
No, there are also some other forms of entertainment present, like film and theatre. Most of them are for adults, but there's also something for youngsters. Kids under 12 can enjoy making hand puppets. Teens can learn to be DJs or create amazing animations.
Joe, thanks for being here with us.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Joe, I'm glad you're here to talk about the Ecoman Festival. The first event took place in 2003 at the Hampton Estate, didn't it?
Not exactly. We actually moved there in 2006. It all began at Craig Castle.
I've heard the festival is a place to see new talent.
That's right. If somebody wants to be discovered, they should apply by sending us an email and two pieces of their music. The deadline is June the 15th. The jury listens to everything they get and then selects the artists who will play at the festival. For those who are less lucky and are not accepted, we run an online band competition.
You wanted it to be a folk music festival, didn't you?
Well, actually, it started as a one-day folk music festival, but it has developed into a seven-day event. Now it's a whole week of different kinds of music.
I've heard you almost called off the festival last year because of bad weather.
Yes, it rained heavily and the ground was so muddy that we had some problems with moving heavy equipment around. But we managed somehow and everything went on as planned.
Is the festival only about music?
No, there are also some other forms of entertainment present, like film and theatre. Most of them are for adults, but there's also something for youngsters. Kids under 12 can enjoy making hand puppets. Teens can learn to be DJs or create amazing animations.
Joe, thanks for being here with us.
Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
One.
Are you a stressed university student? Do you need to relax? Are you looking for something more challenging than a walk or a bike ride? It's time to visit our Student Fitness Centre. We offer two studios for group fitness activities and the best instructors to run them. In our centre, you can also practice kickboxing, dance, yoga and karate. We'll help you to get the most out of each training session. Just give it a go.
Two. You probably don't want to eat immediately before taking exercise. Yet is it really a good idea to jog or work out on an empty stomach? Should you eat a light snack or perhaps a rich meal? Should you have breakfast before or after your morning exercises? Our specialists will help you find answers to these questions. All you have to do is visit our website and enter our chat room on healthy living. Today, we're discussing food and fitness. Three.
And now the latest news. Devin Wood from Idaho got the surprise of a lifetime on Saturday when he beat hundreds of people in a fitness competition called the Golden Gym Challenge and won a car. More than 400 participants took part in the event. Before the competition, Devin lost about 30 kilos. He says that what helped him the most was starting a new diet and taking plenty of exercise. He also hired a coach who helped him to get into shape.
Four. More and more people are deciding to change their lifestyle and do more sport. Experts say it is enough to take 10,000 steps a day to keep fit. The small and inexpensive device that I'm holding in my hand tells me how much exercise I take in my daily routine. It's called a pedometer and it counts steps. I use it every day. Why don't you try it? It's really great.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
1.
Are you a stressed university student? Do you need to relax? Are you looking for something more challenging than a walk or a bike ride? It's time to visit our Student Fitness Centre. We offer two studios for group fitness activities and the best instructors to run them. In our centre, you can also practice kickboxing, dance, yoga and karate. We'll help you to get the most out of each training session. Just give it a go.
Two. You probably don't want to eat immediately before taking exercise. Yet is it really a good idea to jog or work out on an empty stomach? Should you eat a light snack or perhaps a rich meal? Should you have breakfast before or after your morning exercises? Our specialists will help you find answers to these questions. All you have to do is visit our website and enter our chat room on healthy living. Today, we're discussing food and fitness. Three.
And now the latest news. Devin Wood from Idaho got the surprise of a lifetime on Saturday when he beat hundreds of people in a fitness competition called the Golden Gym Challenge and won a car. More than 400 participants took part in the event. Before the competition, Devin lost about 30 kilos. He says that what helped him the most was starting a new diet and taking plenty of exercise. He also hired a coach who helped him to get into shape.
Four. More and more people are deciding to change their lifestyle and do more sport. Experts say it is enough to take 10,000 steps a day to keep fit. The small and inexpensive device that I'm holding in my hand tells me how much exercise I take in my daily routine. It's called a pedometer and it counts steps. I use it every day. Why don't you try it? It's really great.
Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
One.
If you're looking for good customer service, do not go to Florida Shopping Center. The prices are really reasonable, but next time I'd rather pay double than have so much trouble. First, I had to wait 3 weeks for the wardrobe I bought. I thought that was the end of my problems, but no, it wasn't. After they delivered it, I noticed that it was different, much smaller, with just one door instead of two. So they had to take it back. I hope they won't damage the right one when they bring it to my place.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
If you're looking for good customer service, do not go to Florida Shopping Center. The prices are really reasonable, but next time I'd rather pay double than have so much trouble. First, I had to wait 3 weeks for the wardrobe I bought. I thought that was the end of my problems, but no, it wasn't. After they delivered it, I noticed that it was different, much smaller, with just one door instead of two. So they had to take it back. I hope they won't damage the right one when they bring it to my place.
Two. If next Sunday's country marathon is too challenging for you, you can take part in the team race. It's for less experienced competitors. Each team consists of 6 runners who are at least 12 years old. The teams have to cover 42 kilometers, as in the marathon, but the race is much easier for individual runners. Each of them runs only a part of the race, that is 7 kilometers out of 42. The team race starts at the same time as the country marathon, so you can join in the fun and run alongside more experienced marathon runners.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
If next Sunday's country marathon is too challenging for you, You can take part in the team race. It's for less experienced competitors. Each team consists of 6 runners who are at least 12 years old. The teams have to cover 42 kilometers, as in the marathon, but the race is much easier for individual runners. Each of them runs only a part of the race, that is 7 kilometers out of 42. The team race starts at the same time as the country marathon, so you can join in the fun and run alongside more experienced marathon runners. Three. What shall we do now? The room is almost done.
What about the CDs near the stereo?
Tom is supposed to pick them up tonight.
I think he brought too many rock CDs. Not everyone was willing to dance.
Don't complain. They all seem to enjoy themselves.
Yes, but it's because of the food. Delicious pizza, fresh salads, and your sister's muffins. Who wouldn't be happy?
Yes, you're right. But we definitely ordered too much pizza. Who's going to eat it all now?
Don't worry. We'll finish it later.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
What shall we do now? The room is almost done.
What about the CDs near the stereo?
Tom is supposed to pick them up tonight.
I think he brought too many rock CDs. Not everyone was willing to dance.
Don't complain. They all seem to enjoy themselves.
Yes, but it's because of the food. Delicious pizza, fresh salads, and your sister's muffins. Who wouldn't be happy?
Yes, you're right. But we definitely ordered too much pizza. Who's going to eat it all now?
Don't worry. We'll finish it later.
Four.
A man has collected his prize money after discovering a lottery ticket worth £1 million. Mr. Talbot found a ticket with the lucky numbers marked by another person while he and his neighbour were clearing up leaves near their houses. He took the ticket to the lottery office. As no one had reported losing the ticket, Mr. Talbot could collect the money.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
A man has collected his prize money after discovering a lottery ticket worth £1 million. Mr. Talbot found a ticket with the lucky numbers marked by another person while he and his neighbour were clearing up leaves near their houses. He took the ticket to the lottery office. As no one had reported losing the ticket, Mr. Talbot could collect the money.
Five. Ladies and gentlemen, could you please return to your seats? The break is over. May I remind you that flash photography is strictly forbidden during the performance, as it might be dangerous for the skaters, especially when they are doing spins or jumps. You'll be allowed to use a flash during the medal ceremony when the competition is over.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Ladies and gentlemen, could you please return to your seats? The break is over. May I remind you that flash photography is strictly forbidden during the performance, as it might be dangerous for the skaters, especially when they are doing spins or jumps. You'll be allowed to use a flash during the medal ceremony when the competition is over. Six.
Well, I had a few colleges to choose from. It was a tough decision to make. I know that studying in another city is expensive, so I was looking for a college that was close to my hometown. But as soon as I saw this place, I fell in love with it. It has lots of trees around and perfectly cut lawns, and there is a small lake nearby where I can practice water sports. Never mind the higher costs of accommodation and the longer distance from home, I immediately made the decision to study here.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Well, I had a few colleges to choose from. It was a tough decision to make. I know that studying in another city is expensive, so I was looking for a college that was close to my hometown. But as soon as I saw this place, I fell in love with it. It has lots of trees around and perfectly cut lawns, and there is a small lake nearby where I can practice water sports. Never mind the higher costs of accommodation and the longer distance from home, I immediately made the decision to study here.
Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął.